James chapter 4, we read our verse this morning and we saw those first, well, let's go ahead and read verse 13, the verse previous. I want you to look at that. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. I want you to notice those first three words there. He says, go to now in verse number 13. That phrase means, I want you to stop, see something, and consider. He says, I want you to ponder something for a second. He says, hold on a second, sir, ma'am. I want you to think about something this morning. I believe God wants us to think about this something this morning. He says, give some serious reflection to what I'm about to tell you here. And we read the rest of verse 13. It says, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. He says, hey, you that have made plans, us that have made plans to go do this and go do that, us that have made plans to do tomorrow what should be taken care of today, he says, you need to hold on a second and think about something. Hey, you that you're pushing off the hard work that should be done today for tomorrow. Hey, you that are pushing off or neglecting the decision that has to be made today and putting it on tomorrow's doorstep. Oh, you that are waiting until another day to live your life for God, he says, be careful about pushing it off for another day. You know, we all have things deep in our hearts that we know that we should be doing in our lives, and we're not because we're pushing it off saying, one day I'll get to it. We all have think about it in your head this morning. We all have those thoughts. I should be doing this. Maybe as a husband this morning, I should be doing this, and I'll get to that in my life. Or as a wife, I should be doing this, a young person. I should be going this route, but I'll get to that. As a Christian, I should be doing this, but I'll get to that one day. You've heard the phrase before? Never do today what you can put off till tomorrow, right? Some of us live by that phrase this morning. Let's be honest, though, this morning, there are things in every one of our lives that we've pushed off for another day that we know that we should take care of today. And we just keep pushing it down the line, and we know, hey, I have to take care of this in my life. I gotta settle this matter in my life. There's decisions that we know we should make. There's things that we know we should accomplish. And James says here in our text, he says, I want you to see and consider something. He says, what do I want you to consider? We see in verse 14, he says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. What does James want us to consider? He says, I want you to consider something, you that are putting it off till tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. And that's the truth this morning. None of us know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. A wise man once said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know what tomorrow holds in my life. And that's the truth. We don't know what may come into our lives that will interrupt our intentions for tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow what's going to stop you from doing what you plan to do. You don't know tomorrow what's going to slow you down in your life. So it will prohibit you from doing that intention that you have. You don't know tomorrow what just might shorten the thread on your life to where you thought you had forever and now you just have a little bit of time. Talk to people every day. Well, I take that back. Not every day, but every week. That say, Pastor, I only have a little bit of time left. Here's a situation. Here's a health problem. I only have a little bit of time left. We don't know our time. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know that next doctor's visit. I don't mean to be morbid this morning, but you don't know what that next doctor visit's hold. How many people have gone home from the doctor and all of a sudden they hear life-changing news? They get the C word, cancer. Life-changing. I don't know what the next doctor visit holds. I don't know what the next phone call, when I pick up that phone tomorrow morning and whoever's on the other line, I have no idea what's on the other end. I don't know what awaits me on the other side of today. I know I have today, but I don't know what I have tomorrow. It reminds me of not too long ago, on our shores we had the terrorist attack over in New York City. It just brings to my mind, I remember I was a teenager in high school at the time, and we saw on the TV those planes hitting the towers there. And then we saw shortly after how those towers crumbled down. I guarantee you the people that were involved in those towers that lost their lives. They didn't wake up that morning thinking, hey, today's the last day, I better make the best of it. No, they woke up like any other day because they plan to go to work like any other day. They plan to get home at the end of the day and see their kids and enjoy their wife and go on with the regular routine because that's how we all live. We plan on having forever. But the truth is, I don't know what's on the other side. After James tells us to consider the fact that we know not what shall be on the morrow, I want you to notice a question he asks. In verse number 14, he asks us a question, for what is your life? You and I don't know what will happen tomorrow. So what is your life? That's what I would like to preach on this morning. The subject, what is your life? What is your life? Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. We'll get in the message this morning. Dear Lord, we need you this morning. Dear Lord, we want to hear from you. Please speak to hearts this morning. I'd ask you, please give me wisdom and words to say. Please give people this morning a tender heart to hear your word, that your word will cut quick and sharp into us. Dear God, we each need something from it. I'd ask, dear God, the person that is on their way to hell this morning, I'd ask that they would be saved today. I'd ask, dear God, the person that has decisions and things that need to be done in their life, they'd make a decision, dear God, to settle that today, not push it off another day. Please, dear Lord, may your will be done. We'll give you the thanks for it. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. What is your life? What is your life this morning? Well, what does life consist of? Life consists of time, does it not? That's what your life is. Your life is simply time when you think about it. You have a birth date. I don't know when your birth date is. Mine was November 15th. Birth date. And then you have a death date. And then you have whatever time is in between those two to do whatever you're going to do in your life. Well, what is your life? It's simply time and whatever you're going to do to fill that time between those two dates. Your life is made up of years, months, days, minutes, seconds. And really what our life is a running clock. And the day that you were born, God hit the button and it started running. And all I have is till that death date that God already knows is going to come down the way to use that time for whatever I'm going to do. And when my time is up, it's up. That time in between your birth and your death date, let me say this morning, is only a vapor. It's only a vapor. In fact, he says here, for what is your life? He says, it is even a vapor. As a kid, I used to sit in the kitchen and my mom had a tea kettle. Y'all have tea kettles? Do they still have tea kettles? We have Keurigs now. We don't have tea kettles. There's a tea kettle sitting on the stove there. And I would watch it because I knew Mom was heating up hot chocolate. And I would watch it and wait for that steam. I love watching that steam. I don't know why. And seeing it dissipate in the air. And we didn't have cable, so I watched the tea kettle. What can I say? Watch that vapor go up. And it wouldn't take but moments, and that vapor is already vanishing away. You can't hold on to it. You can't save it. You can't store it somewhere. It's a vapor. Just drifting off in the air. And he says right here, what is your life? He says, it is even a vapor. It's something that you can't hold on of. It's not a solid. It's not something I could grasp onto my life. You realize time in your life is not something that you can hold on to or you can save. Let me grab that minute here. Let me grab that second here and save it for another day. I can't do that. My life is a vapor. It's here for now and then all of a sudden it's gone. And I can't store it, I can't save it, I can't keep some for another day when I'm running out of time. It's a vapor. It's there, and once it's gone for an eternity. James says it appears for a little time. I think the older that you get, and I believe you all would agree, the older that you get, the more you realize time is so short. Those teenagers, man, they think they have forever. Right, teenagers? I got my whole life. My life is going to be an eternity long because seventh grade is an eternity long. But the older that you get, you realize, man, my life, where is it gone? You talk to the older folks in this room, look, man, it seems like yesterday. Yesterday my kids were born. Yesterday my kids were graduated. Yesterday my kids were married off. It just, time flies. A man once wrote about time fleeing away. When I was a babe and wept and slept, time crept. When I was a boy and laughed and talked, time walked. Then when the years saw me a man, time ran. But as I older grew, time flew. Soon as I journeyed on, I'll find time gone. And that's the truth. The older I get, I see it fleeting away. Job said, man is born with few days. The psalmist David said, my days are as a handbreadth and my age is as nothing. He said, life, like James says, it's a little time and then vanisheth away. It disappears. How many people have asked themselves, where has my life gone? Where has my time gone? How many times have you asked yourself that question? Where has my time gone? You get to the end of it. Man, where has my time gone? Time vanishes, it disappears, and it's gone before we can do anything about it. We got that question there, what is your life? Let me answer that. I'm going to be profound. You ready for deepness here? I had to stay up all night studying the Greek for this. What is our life? Our life is short. What is your life? It's short. It's just a short time. It's just a brief time. It doesn't last forever. It's short. You've heard those life is short quotes, haven't you? I looked up a few. I believe you'll enjoy these. Life is short, so smile while you still have teeth. Growing up in Chicagoland, this is one I heavily believe. Life is short, so don't waste it in traffic. Praise God there. I agree with this one. Life is short, so don't buy green bananas. Here you go, ladies. Life is too short to waste time matching socks. Your husband will not have matching socks tomorrow now. Here's for you computer geeks. Life is too short to remove the USB safely. Don't you hate that? All right, man, you're going to hate me for this. Life is short, so buy the shoes. Last one, this is my life verse. Life is short, so eat dessert first. But the truth is, life is short. Life is short. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. What is your life? Your life is short. Don't put off tomorrow what should be done today. Life is too short to procrastinate on decisions, to put off decisions that we need to make in our life. Life is too short to waste away our life for living for self and everything else. He says, hey, life is short, so wake up and understand, I don't have time to procrastinate in my life. I don't have time to put it on the back burner till tomorrow. There are some things in my life that are so important that if I don't take care of it in this life, it will never be taken care of. You realize there's things in our life now that will last for eternity, and there's things in our life now that won't matter for eternity? I have to look at those things and decide what matters for eternity, what has to be settled now, because that better be my priority today. And then those things that don't last for eternity, that's my back burner. I'll do that someday. Man, that's fun. I'll get around to that. But that is not my focus. That is not my plan. I don't know when your birth date is today. This room is full of them. I don't know when your death date is, and neither do you this morning. But I do know your life is short. I do know that. And I do know that there's no guarantee of tomorrow. People die every day with good intentions strapped to them. Well, I intended to do this, I intended to do that. I believe God will hear all sorts of excuses one day when we stand before Him. God, I intended to one day. I was going to make things right with God eventually in my life, I just never got the chance. I was going to work things out in that relationship with my mom or with my kids, with my brother, my sister. I was going to work that relationship out, I ran out of time. I was going to change my life around, but I ran out of time. I was going to settle salvation in my life, but I ran out. I was going, but life was a little bit shorter than I anticipated. Let me say this morning, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. A good intention to do something doesn't make a difference in any of it. God doesn't say, well, you had good intentions, well, all is fine and daddy. No, sir, no, ma'am, not today. What is life? Life is short. Because life is short, I'd like to point out several areas this morning quickly we must not procrastinate in, because these areas will matter for an eternity. I can't push them off. Three areas that will last for eternity, but will be decided in our short life today. Just a few years we have on this earth will decide some things for eternity. Number one area I would like you to look at this morning. We must not procrastinate. We must not push it off. Life is short, so be sure you are saved. Life is short, so be sure you are saved. The Bible says, know ye not what shall be on the morrow, so be sure that you're saved today. I don't know that I have tomorrow to be saved, so I want to make sure today that I'm saved. I want to make sure today that my eternity is settled. Eternity is too long of a time not to know where I'm going to end up one day. It's too long. I want to settle that today before time runs out in my life. God has given us an opportunity to be saved. Don't procrastinate. Settle your eternity. Life is short. Although we can see it visibly, our life, and it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. Think about that. Have you ever thought about that? I might not live till tomorrow. You can't bank on the fact that you can take care of your eternity tomorrow. I'll take care of it when I get old. Many young people say that. When I get older, I'll worry about my eternity then. On my deathbed, I'll worry about where I go then. You cannot bank on the fact that you have tomorrow to worry about it. I'll think about that later. I'll deal with my eternity when I get older. No, sir, no, ma'am. We can't bake on that. Many people have slipped off into an eternal lake of fire, baking on the fact that they can worry about it another day. I can just take care of it another day. You're baking on the fact that you have more time. And the Bible tells us right there, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I could bank on the fact that I'll take care of it tomorrow, but I don't know that I have a tomorrow. Life is short. Life is so short. So I must be sure that I'm going to heaven and not going to hell in my life. I got to settle that matter in my life. Time is one thing that is not promised. You and I, it's a running clock, and one day it will run out. You and I don't know our appointed time. None of us know our appointed time. But I do know when my appointed time is up, I do know I'm appointed to stand before God. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, he says, and after this the judgment. It is appointed one day that I stand before Almighty God and I answer for my actions down here on this earth. Your soul is going to spend an eternity in one of two places. You look through this Bible, you'll not see another place but heaven and hell. I'm going to spend one of two places forever and ever and ever when I die. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 says, he that hath the Son hath life. Not talking about physical life down here, that's not much. Talking about eternal life in there. He says, he that hath the Son hath eternal life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It's simple. We have Jesus Christ and we have eternal life. We don't have Jesus Christ, we don't have eternal life. We end up in a place called hell. The eternal damnation that the Bible talks about. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not, he says, shall not see life. Not even a glimpse. Not even a slimmer of hope. If we don't have the Son, if we don't have Jesus Christ, we don't have eternal life. God is very clear that if a person is going to have eternal life, he must be saved. Hey, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You look at the Word of God, you say, well, I believe this, Pastor. I believe that, Pastor. This is my opinion about it. That's great that you have an opinion, but the truth is, when I stand before God, my opinion is not going to be the opinion that matters. He's not going to say, Kevin Swerga, what's your opinion on how to get to heaven? No. God's opinion matters, and so what matters is God's Word. What does God's Word say? And God's Word either says, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I have life, or I don't accept Him, and in essence, I'm rejecting Him, and I go to hell. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. It's talking about a spiritual death. Time is short. I must be sure that I'm saved. I must be sure I have a time and a place in my life, like the brother talked about a second ago. He was 13 years old where he made that decision. I'm going to put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Hey, going to church is great. I'm glad that you're in church this morning. I am so happy for you. But being in a church pew won't make you go to heaven any more than staying in a garage makes you a car. It just doesn't happen. Being a good person isn't going to make you go to heaven. I'm still a sinner. The Bible says I have to have a time in my life where I put my faith and trust. I ask Him to be my Savior. Have you had that time? Be sure of your salvation today. Life is too short to procrastinate on our salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He says, hey, today is the day to take care of it. Not push it off another day. He says, now is the time. If you're not saved, if you don't know for sure you're going to heaven, the Bible says today is a day where you want to handle that in your life. You don't want to wait another day because thou knowest not. Because life is short. Because eternity is too long to not be sure that you're saved. I've been on airplanes before. I'm sure you have too. I don't get on an airplane if I don't know where the airplane's headed. I don't know about you. You just jump on an airplane. Hey, we'll see where we end up. No, I want to know where I'm going when I get on that airplane. Why would you travel an airplane if you don't know where you're going? Why would you travel this life any longer without knowing, listen now, without knowing where you're going to end up when this life gets over? We're on a destiny, a journey through this life. Why would I chance any longer when I can be sure of my final destiny? Why would I put it off and say, no, I want to remain in the dark. I want to find out someday when I get, no. The Bible says you can't know These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal. Don't push it off. Don't wait another day. Settle this thing. Whatever is delaying you from being saved, throw it to the side. Whatever has pushed off that decision in your life, put it aside and say, I'm taking care of this matter in my life. Today is the day to be sure that you're saved, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. Many folks have hardened their hearts about this matter of salvation. God has spoken to their heart, and God has pricked their heart and said, hey, you need to be saved. You need to accept Christ as your Savior. And God spoke to your heart, no, I'll push it off another day. And you harden your heart against it. You better be careful. The Bible says, harden not your hearts in the day of provocation. All of a sudden, their vapor of life vanished away by procrastinating the decision of salvation. You're hardening your heart against God. You don't know that you'll have another chance tomorrow. I'll get saved next week. I'll get saved later on. You don't know. You don't know, sir, ma'am. You don't know that you'll have an opportunity when you get older. That Jesus told the story about a rich man. Rich man thought he could wait on God in his life. He had it all together. He had everything he needed. I don't need God in my life. And he found out that he needed God, but it was too late. The Bible says in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. He discovered that, oh, wait, I do need God, but it was too late at that point. He procrastinated too long. Can I say this morning, sir, ma'am, don't procrastinate any longer. This matter of our salvation, life is too short to wait. Be saved today. Be saved today. Number two area, life is short. Not only do I need to be sure that I'm saved, life is short. So number two, cherish your relationships. Cherish your relationships. The second area we must not procrastinate in is the area of our relationships that we have. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Your life is short. So cherish the relationships that God has given you in your life. You realize every relationship that you have is a gift from God. That spouse that you have is a gift from God. That child, every child that you have is a gift from God. The parents that you have, whether you get along with them very well or not, they're a gift from God. So cherish the relationships that you have in life. Many times we take for granted the time we have now, and we live for ourselves, for a job, for a hobby, and we miss out on the relationships. Hey, toys aren't eternal. Your job's not even eternal. You know what's eternal? The relationships that you have, people, souls. Cherish the things that are eternal. Too many times we cherish those things that are going to flee away. We're not going to take them to heaven when we die. We won't take them into an afterlife with us. It's going to stay on here for this earth for the next guy. It's going to burn up with fervent heat one day anyways. Cherish the things that matter. Life is short. Cherish those relationships. Don't procrastinate upon building and cherishing those relationships. Let me remind you, you don't know what tomorrow holds. I'll build that relationship tomorrow. Cherish who you have today. We ought to cherish our relationship with God. Can I ask you this morning, how well will you know your Heavenly Father when you get to heaven? I think for some Christians, the Heavenly Father will be a stranger. Yes, He's their Father, but a Father they've never really spent any time with. Because down here on this earth, they did not cherish that relationship. I'll read this book one day. I'll have a prayer life with God one day. He says, no. Today is the day. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I'm going to start that relationship with God today. I'm going to be in God's Word today. God has given you a wonderful privilege and opportunity to know Him. Don't push it off. Christians live and die and never know the intimate fellowship that they can have with their Heavenly Father because they keep pushing it off. I'll start that one day with God. No, it must be done today. We have great intentions. I'll start reading my Bible and walking with God one day. Quit saying one day this morning. Hey, stop saying one day today and make it today I'm starting. Just do it. Life is short. Cherish the time that you have to spend with Him. Don't give it up for anything. Hold that time dear that you get to spend with your God. God will walk with you. You understand that if you're saved, if you're born again this morning, God wants to walk with you on a daily basis. Hold that time dear to you. Guard that time. Protect it. You know why? Because everything in this world wants to steal that time away from you and your Heavenly Father. So I have to guard it. I have to make sure that I keep that time with the Lord. Treasure that time. Enjoy that time. I don't know why any Christian would view time with God's Word as a miserable thing in their life. I don't understand it. Do you view it a miserable thing to hang out with your buddies? No. We look for, man, I'm going to spend time with the family. I'm going to spend time with friends. It's going to be awesome. We ought to view God that way. My Heavenly Father, I get to spend time with Him. Cherish that time. Cherish the opportunity to draw close to the Father. Cherish your relationship with your family. Not only with God, but with the family. Life is short for you and for them. I don't know how long I have my family. I hope I have my family till I die. I don't want my wife to go before me. I don't know if I'd be able to operate. Amen? I don't know how long I have a wife, kids. It's not supposed to work the way where the kids die first, but a lot of times it happens. Cherish. Cherish the time. Cherish. I know you love your family, but there's a difference between loving them and cherishing them. I can love them without cherishing them. Cherish means I'm going to embrace them and I'm going to treasure them. There are a lot of children that are loved but are still neglected. We don't neglect the job and we got these hobbies and we got this and that and the kids come last. And before you know it, can I say, sir, ma'am, today, before you know it, the kids are out of the house. I don't have them living with me forever. So cherish the time that you have with your kids. Before you know it, it's all gone. It's all done and gone with. And I'm going to wish that I had it all back. Cherish the time that you have with them. They're pulling their curtains down. They're dumping over the trash. They're making a mess of their... Still cherish the time that you have with those kids. You don't know how long you have them for. Life is short. Cherish your parents. Cherish your parents. You know, sometimes it takes losing a mom or dad to understand how much you should cherish them. I've been to funerals before, and I preached funerals before, where the parent-child relationship was only bickering, fighting, and a mess. And then they come before the casket, and they stand before that casket, and all they could do is cry buckets of tears. And they live their life with their I should have. Cherish them while you still have them. You say, our relationship isn't the greatest. It's still your parent. Cherish it while you still have it. You don't know how long you have mom and dad around. That mother of yours, hey teenager, that mother of yours, she birthed you, she nursed you, she changed your stinky diapers. She stayed up with you when you were sick, took care of your needs. That father of yours worked for you, sometimes two, three jobs. Cherish. Cherish what you have in a parent. Cherish the family. Cherish your spouse. Cherish that spouse that you have. Sometimes we take our spouse for granted and just go on with life and not even think twice about honor. Honor them. Love them. Treasure your time with them. Sometimes a husband and a wife can get so wrapped up, and we're all guilty of this. We get so wrapped up in the kids and what the kids are doing, we forget even who the spouse is after 10 years. Cherish. Cherish the spouse that God gave you. Time is a vapor. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Cherish the relationships with the brethren. Cherish and enjoy your brothers and sisters in Christ. What a wonderful blessing church family is. Wonderful. Cherish it, though. Cherish it. Life is a vapor. That relationship that's crumbling this morning, maybe you know right now, you have a relationship, and in your mind you keep saying, I got to get that relationship with mom and dad right. I got to improve the relationship with my children. I got to work on that relationship with my spouse. In your mind, you know, that's a relationship that's crumbling right now. Don't put it off any longer. Don't put it off. Cherish. Get it right. Repair that relationship in your life. Life is too short to harbor bitterness and waste away relationships. You ever meet an old cranky person? You know why they're old and cranky? Because they're bitter. They're bitter at somebody for something probably 30 years ago. And that person's probably dead and gone. We hold bitterness. Life is too short to hold bitterness about everything. Cherish. Cherish the people, the gifts that God has given you. Don't throw away relationships. People throw away relationships for the dumbest reasons. The littlest piddly stuff. God gave you a gift. Quit procrastinating and cherish those. Lastly, and I'll be done, life is short. Life is short, so be saved. Be sure you're saved. Life is short, so cherish your relationships. Lastly, and we'll be done, life is short, so earn your crowns. Life is short, so earn your crowns. When you're saved, the Bible says when your name is written down in the book of life, a wonderful thing happens. God enrolls you in an eternal reward system. Hey, we all like our rewards programs, don't we? I won't ask for how many have credit cards this morning. I won't ask. But man, we get excited about our 5% or our 1% or whatever percentage back we get. We spend 50 grand and I get $5 back, and that's awesome. And that's our way of thinking, but you know, it's free. We get this for free. Wonderful. Can I say God has given you a rewards program of heaven? What a wonderful thing it is. God has enrolled us in an eternal rewards program if we are saved. Jesus said in Matthew 6, He said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth or rust doth not corrupt, where thieves do not break through, nor steal. God says, hey, start laying up treasure in heaven. What treasure is He talking about? He's talking about those eternal crowns, those eternal rewards that you can have as a Christian. You say this morning, hey, I'm a Christian. What do I got to take care of today? Take care of winning earning crowns for up in heaven. Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on this earth that are going to be filled with dust and going to corrupt and rust away. He says, man, there's crowns that are going to last forever up in heaven. How do we earn these crowns? By serving the Lord with our life. Hey, they're not like those little league trophies. You know those little league trophies that we all throw in the closet? We keep them, hold on to them because it's the only trophy I won when I was a kid. It's not like that. These are eternal trophies. These are crowns. The Bible talks about the incorruptible crown in 1 Corinthians 9:25. He says it's for the believer that's faithful in the Christian life. He just add it every time. Faithful to church, faithful to his Bible, faithful to prayer, just faithful in his life. He says the incorruptible crown, I'm going to give it to the faithful that doesn't give up. He doesn't quit. He doesn't change course. He talks about the crown of righteousness in 2 Timothy 4:8. It's for the believer that lives righteously. Oh, in anticipation of Christ's return. He lays aside the sin. He lays aside the filth because he wants to just please God and serve God with his life. He talks about the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. This is a crown that we don't want to earn. This crown is for those that go through tribulation. The martyrs. He talks about the crown of glory. 1 Peter 5:4. For the believer who preaches and teaches God's word. Not just the pastor and the missionary and the evangelist, but the Sunday school teacher, the busser, those that teach and preach God's word. The crown of rejoicing for the soul winner that goes out and brings others to Christ. There's all kinds of crowns that we can earn, Christian. All kinds of crowns. Too many times we're down here living life for ourselves and for the piddly stuff that we can attain. I love guns. I love all that stuff. You ladies love your shoes and everything. I'm not harping about that. But what I am saying is how many shoes do we have lined up and guns we have lined up and then no crowns in heaven? Can I remind you this morning, life is short. It's here for a little bit of time and then all of a sudden like a vapor, it's out of here and my time is gone. And God says, I want you to have crowns one day. In fact, Revelation chapter 4 talks about how we'll get to heaven one day and we'll have those crowns and we'll be able to toss them at the Savior's throne. What a way to honor and glorify our God. What a great way to glorify our Savior. Can I ask us how many Christians we'll stand there at the throne, maybe with their hands in our pockets because we have no crowns. Kind of just shy away, try to put our head in the corner because I didn't live my life a minute for God. It was all for myself. Well, Pastor, I'll get on that tomorrow. When I retire, maybe I'll do something for the Lord. No, God says, hey, I got crowns for you, Christian. I got rewards that you can have for eternity. They're not going to fade away. They're not going to rust away. Christian, I want you to have these rewards. Would you serve me so I can give you some rewards out? And that's what he's saying, Christian. Life is short, so earn your crowns now. Don't procrastinate on serving God. Don't procrastinate on being faithful to the Lord. Don't procrastinate on getting in church. Don't procrastinate on raising your family for God. Earn the crowns now while you still have life. I think one day when we get to heaven, there'll be many that stand before and they're holding intentions of crowns instead of actual crowns. Well, God, I was going to one day. Going to doesn't count a lick. Life is short. Life is short, so what are we going to do? Try to live it up for myself while I have the time down here on this earth. No, that's not the way to do it. Life is short, so quit procrastinating about the things that will last for an eternity. Once again, those things that last for eternity, they're never going to fade away. And then there's those things that aren't going to matter much in eternity. What's going to matter in eternity? My soul, where I'm going to spend forever, heaven or hell. I'm going to be forever in one of those two places. Hell is very hot, and forever is a very long time to spend my eternity there. My soul is going to be in one of those two places. That's got to be settled now. Life is short. The relationships that I have, people are going to last for an eternity. I better cherish those relationships. Hey, the crowns that I have one day, they're eternal. They're going to last forever. Life is short. What are you doing with life this morning? Maybe you're here this morning, and you look at your life, you look at your soul, you don't know that you're saved. You don't know that for sure that you're going to heaven. You can't remember a time and a place where you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Hey, today is the day to be saved. Not push it off, I'll take care of that later. Hopefully when I get home I'll do it. No, today is the day to be saved. Now is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Maybe you're here and you got a relationship in your life. A broken up relationship. And inside you know I got to get that right. And you've just been pushing it off. Don't push it. You don't know you have tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Maybe you've been living life for yourself this morning. You look back in life and all you see is me, 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 me. Maybe today you make a change and say, God, I want to earn some eternal reward. Something that matters for eternity. Something that counts for you in eternity. What is your life? It's a brief amount of time. We better take care of the eternal while we still have time.